ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifatul Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad Zainul Abidin alayhi salamullah. We got to the part where the Imam says to Allah, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from shakasatul akhlaq, bad morals or bad ethics. Now, when it comes to ethics and morals, it is extremely important that we take it into account because our akhirah depends on it. And Allah's love and Allah's hate is also depends on it. That if a person wants to be loved by Allah, he needs to have akhlaq. If he wants to be hated by Allah, then all he has to do is drop his akhlaq, drop his morals and ethics. And that's why we see the hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, مَا يُقَدِّمُ الْمُؤْمِنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِعَمَلٍ. A mu'min will not come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an action. بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِضَ الْوَاجِبَ. After the compulsory actions. أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. More beloved to Allah than مِنْ أَنْ يَسَعَ النَّاسَ بِخُلِقِهِ. That he has to encompasses everyone with his akhlaq, with his morals. So when you deal with people, you have to deal with them with your akhlaq. Forgiveness is one of these notions that you need with people. Being, I don't know, a bit more patient, having more perseverance, you know, letting go of things, not holding grudges. You know, even when someone hurts you, you reply with that which is better. So Allah says, or the hadith says, Allah will love you if you let your akhlaq dominate. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the hadith we mentioned before, he says that there's nothing more beloved to Allah that I can bring to Him after the acts of worship, which are more beloved to Him than me applying my akhlaq and my morals to people. In another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ الْخُلَقَ الْحَسَنِ يُمِيثُ الْخَطِيئَةَ كَمَا تُمِيثُ الشَّمْسُ الْجَلِيدِ. That good morals melt sins in the same way the sun melts ice. If you take an ice cube, you put it outside in the sun, after a few minutes, it melts away and it evaporates. I and you, we are sinful people. We are not infallible. We are not imams or prophets. We make mistakes on a daily basis. And sometimes we find ourselves, I don't know, too lazy to make up for our sins that we do. Or at least I might ask Allah for forgiveness, but I'm not sure if He forgives me or not. In here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me a way out of my sins. He says, maintain your akhlaq, and your akhlaq will work for you in a way that will melt out your sins in the same way that the sun melts the ice. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only He says, I love those who have akhlaq, but because they have it, they will have my love. On top of that, I will forgive their sins. Now, what else can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person? I'll tell you what. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ حُسْنَ الْخُلُقِ يَبْلُغُ بِصَاحِبِهِ دَرَجَةُ الصَّائِمَ الْقَائِمِ. Those who have good morals that will reach the stage of those who are fasting 24 hours and praying 24 hours. Now, what else could you want? That your akhlaq is literally working for you. That because you are a very loved person on the outside, you forgive, you forget, I don't know, you help people, you make them feel comfortable around you, you don't harm them with your words, you don't harm them with your actions. Just by refraining from all these bad morals and bad traits, Allah is rewarding you in the same way that the person who's fasting and praying 24 hours. And that is a great reward for just having akhlaq. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said before the break that a person who has akhlaq will be beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sins will be melted away, Allah will give him constant rewards. On top of that, the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ الْبِرُّ وَحُسْنَ الْخُلُقُ يُعَمِّرَانَ الدِّيَارِ وَيَزِيدَانِ فِي الْأَعْمَارِ. Which is two things that we need. He says those who have akhlaq and kind, he says that their houses will be maintained, meaning sustenance will be increased and their lives will be longer. And these are the two important things that me and you seek. I seek wealth, and obviously with health and having my life longer. We, as human beings, trying to be immortal. That's why you see there's a pharmacy every 2 meters. Why? Because we're trying to stay healthy. So we need to be healthy. At the same time, we need to have wealth. And Allah says, both are guaranteed for those who have akhlaq and have morals. And not morals when they feel like it. Akhlaq when they feel like it. Because someone who might be listening to me said, but I have good akhlaq, but I'm poor. Well, I say, well, how is your akhlaq with your parents first? How is your akhlaq with your wife? How is your akhlaq with your kids? And same thing with the sisters. How is your akhlaq with your husband? How is your akhlaq with your kids and with your parents? And then we move on. If we find out that everyone is in peace from you and you are still being poor, then we say, okay, there's something wrong. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hadith are very clear. In this regard, you do that which is right, and you will reap the reward. It's like a formula, cause and effect. I put my hands in fire, I get burnt. That's how it works. So when I have bad akhlaq, Literally, I'm decreasing my risk and at the same time decreasing my lifespan because of my akhlaq. If Allah was, if He intended for me to live for 70 or 80 years, I drop that to 60 to 55 because of my akhlaq. If I have good akhlaq, I will make that much higher. So it's all in your and my hand. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد